You're listening to Purity's Podcast, episode 37. Thank you guys for joining me once again. And I am not alone, of course. I have my co-host with me. I'm Purity.
And my name is Iman. Hi, guys.
Yes. So, you know what Purity is about, podcast, Purity's Podcast about, right?
What Purity is about or what Purity's Podcast is about?
About what Purity's Podcast is about. Fun events that tickle your bones that are happening around the world. And today we're going to start off with a grieving dad told police his daughter was killed by son-in-law huge penis. What do you think about that?
A grieving dad told police that his daughter was killed by his son-in-law's huge penis.
Exactly. How crazy is this? He actually told the police that because he had a rumor that what was killed his daughter.
How do you mean he heard a rumor from who?
From people. From the neighbors, I guess.
How would his neighbors know about his son-in-law's huge penis?
Well, because people love to talk, you know, and guess. And he believed this stupid rumor. And a man mourning...
But how that kind of rumor starts?
I don't know.
Well, think about it.
Nothing's coming to my mind.
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. To even come up with something like that, that's crazy. Okay. A man mourning the sudden death of his 23-year-old wife was forced to shock up his penis, after his father-in-law claimed it was big and it had killed his daughter during sex.
So, his father called cops, father-in-law.
Yes.
And reported that his huge penis killed his daughter, so the guy was forced to take down his pants.
Yes.
And
so the cops brought the son-in-law for questioning and asked to show his penis in front of his wife's grieving relatives. Only to discover it was of normal size.
So he just had to take off his pants, but he had to take off his pants in front of whole family, his wife family.
Yes, they were like, show us, so we can know if it's really true you killed.
You murderer, you penis killer.
You are gonna go to jail. And so the father-in-law dropped.
So they figured out.
It wasn't that. That's not what it killed.
So it's normal size.
Yes.
By whose standards?
No clue.
Indonesian.
Yes, he's from Indonesia. I guess by Indonesian standard. Well, the father-in-law dropped the charges and apologized. Well, yeah, he should. He should apologize. In fact, he should buy him a present. Like, sorry, dude. Here is something for my stupidity. Right?
Yeah, paid for his penis enlargement operation at least.
Well, that would be a good present for compensating for what he put him through, you know. And so the father, his name is Nedi Sito. The daughter was Yumantri. That's a weird name. Son-in-law.
Yumantri.
Yumantri. Son-in-law Barsa. They come from a village of Marun Kidul. Even the village.
Do not
name.
Like these villagers are like listening to our podcast and they're like,
they're
butchering our village name and talking about people from our village having a small penis.
Shout out to people from Marun Kidul.
Marun district.
In the Marun district of Indonesian district, Java province.
Okay. Well, yeah, we shouldn't have read this. It's just embarrassing for these poor people.
Why? We are actually advertising their village. You know, nobody knew about them until us.
I don't think they care about advertisement of their village advertisement. They would rather advertise their winners.
That is true. Let's continue, guys. So, a topless Tinder man ridiculous list of demands from women gets massively shocked. And I'm going to tell you why it's shocking for people.
Wait. Tinder is a dating website.
Oh, yeah. It's a dating app for all those people who cannot find love or are busy and you cannot meet someone. But you just go there.
Get it, so.
So Chad is 26, looking for a perfect woman and won't accept anything less. Are you ready to hear his demands? We'll go through them one by one and then tell
cannot
him
what you
Would you ditch night out with your friends for some block?
Oh, wait, I don't understand.
I mean, when you're out with your friends and then he calls you and be like, oh, I need, can you come right? And then you leave your friends and go to him, you know?
Is this, he's not, that is a list of his, what?
Yeah,
it's like you ask a question, I don't understand.
Yeah, he's saying, like,
oh, that if, he wrote that on his profile, and that's like his demand, like, would, okay.
All of his demands are on the profile, so if you just see them on his profile, before you start talking to him, you have to go through all his demands.
Okay.
Well, I wouldn't ditch my friends. Why? If you didn't plan with me earlier, of course I wouldn't ditch my friends. I will continue spending time with my friends.
Okay, I mean, this first one is not that ridiculous as I hoped. Let's continue.
Ah, it is for me.
I mean, it's nothing like I cannot believe it or something like that. Funny
okay.
or crazy.
Okay. Must be blonde or brunette. The women now. They must be blonde or brunette.
Well, okay.
Be fit and toned. Go to the gym at least twice weekly.
So, okay, this is a little bit crazier. Like, girl has to be...
fit and toned.
Not toned, tanned?
Toned, yeah. You know, toned.
Oh,
Yes.
How is it? Muscle tonus.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Exactly. No, I understood tan. Like, it has to...
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we saw his picture, and he's not fit or doesn't have muscles or something. And he's looking for someone who's fit and.
Wow. Yeah. Why don't you go to the gym first, Jod? Okay. Be more than 5'6" feet and no less than 5'2" feet in height.
Wait. Be
5'6". And not less than 5'2".
Oh, not more than 5'6" and not less than 5'2".
Yes.
Like 5'6" is how much in meters? I cannot tell. 5'11" is 5'11" is around 180, less than 180. So this is like 170 approximate. Okay, the guy is okay. He has his list of demands.
Be available all times. Oh, yeah, like I'm just gonna be available all the time for you. Okay. Be able to cook and clean.
Oh, my.
Be non-smoker, non-alcoholic, and no drugs. And do not do drugs.
Oh, really?
That's too much. Devote as much of your time as possible.
What, devote?
As much of your time as possible.
To him?
Yes.
Oh.
Have an income of $70,000 or which is equivalent to £52,000.
That's like 60 something thousand euros a year? What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have your own apartment where he can crash occasionally.
Okay, is that all?
No, not yet. Oh yeah, that's the last one. That's the list. Have your own apartment.
So first of all, do you think this is a joke? This guy did this as a joke. This chat guy.
No.
You think it's an actual account? Someone is like this stupid to make this list of demands, hoping he is gonna find someone who fulfills all these demands.
If you're listening, Chad, you will not find a woman with all these demands. Just,
well,
just,
second,
just, Just close your profile. You will not find anyone.
Well, do you think Carl had a like a actual relationship in his life ever before he's 26 years old? Do you think he had actual
he has no experience,
relationship?
Actually. I think he has no experience.
I would go for, like, this is a, like someone is trolling people, a joke. But if it's not, like, then Chad, you're a loser.
But
dude.
I say be available all the time, and at the same time go to the gym, and at the same time make all that money. Where is the, are you gonna find the time to be available to him and still make a lot of money and still go to the gym?
Well, if this Chad is such a great guy, like such a catch, why are you looking? What are you doing on Tinder, dude?
Well, yeah. This is a crazy profile.
Is that all?
That is all.
Well, okay.
A man tries to board a flight naked, saying the clothes make him less aerodynamic. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
Let me tell you more about it. So then you can... So the Russian guy, identity and I don't know. So strips naked before boarding his flight to make himself more aerodynamic.
So he took off his clothes on airport before boarding the plane?
Yes, that's what happened.
Did and he put some like oil on him? Some, like, no, he's more aerodynamic? No?
Well, that's what he should have done, actually. But I'm not sure.
Maybe
no,
he thought he's going to fly like a bird or a plane.
Why, yes. One passenger said that he kept shouting that he was naked because clothing impairs the aerodynamics of the body and he flies more agilely when undressed.
But he doesn't fly.
Well, yeah. That's it. This guy is in drugs or what?
No, he's just Russian. Did you see like all these crazy videos on YouTube?
Yeah.
All these crazy they're from Russia.
Russia,
like 99% of those crazy videos from Russia. Like,
well, yeah.
Too much vodka. Too much.
Footage of the man, 38, whose identity has not been revealed, shows him standing naked as he awaits his turn to board the Ural Airlines flights to Russia, the Domodedovo Airport in Moscow.
What?
Russian Domodedovo Airport in Moscow. I guess
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I know the airport. Okay.
The nude intruder was caught by the airport staff as he ran into the jet bridge and was attained by the police.
So he wasn't let into the...
No.
So the guy didn't fly.
But this guy has guts, you know? Like, airport is full of people just running naked. Like,
the guy was drunk. I can bet on it. Like...
He was taken to airport medical room and then hospitalized.
To sober
in the
up, huh?
Yeah, he was taken to a medical room. No, actually, I think he was being examined. Like, is he okay in the head or is he crazy, mentally unstable, you know? Well, I would think that too. Like, no man in his right mind would be running in the airport naked. And how did he think he was going to be let in the... into the plane naked? Not crazy.
Well, that's Russia. Like, that's really not crazy by Russian standards. Really not. This is just something that happens all the time.
This one made my day. Guys, that's it on today's Purities podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Please do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is Purities Lavul, PURITYSLAVULJ. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. My handle is Purities Lavul. Have anything to add?
Well, yeah, we have a podcast called Fantasy NBA GOAT. It's a podcast about fantasy basketball. You can listen to it at anchor.fm/fantasy NBA GOAT. That's the handle. Fantasy NBA GOAT is a handle on social networks. Website is fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. I don't want to bug people with that much more. I will just say,
well, yeah, guys, go check it out at Anchor. You can find our podcast there. And also, guys, listen to my podcast on Anchor, SoundCloud, and TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcast. And we are done.
We are even on iTunes. It's not called iTunes anymore. It's called Apple Podcast.
Yes, Apple Podcast. You can find me there. Yeah. I'm everywhere. You can find me everywhere.
You open your fridge, you're going to find her there.
Yes. So thank you, guys. We are done.
How do you say goodbye in Russian? Because like this show
was... I have no idea. I don't know the language. Do you?
До свидания.
Aha. До
свидания.
До свидания. Ciao. Bye.
Bye.
So yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.